all three football games for Thursday night have been postponed. There is a game Friday night between Colorado State and UNLV. No determination on that. There are 10 Division I conferences out there, each one with a commissioner. Where do they stand right now, and whether or not games will be played at all this weekend?
Well, actually, all 10 Division I-A conference commissioners held a teleconference on Tuesday in light of this tragedy. They've instructed all their commissioners to meet, by teleconference, talk to all their respective athletic directors Wednesday morning, then reconvene via teleconference at 1 o'clock Eastern time on Wednesday to determine whether or not to play games the rest of this week. That includes Friday and the countless games on Saturday. The one conference commissioner who was adamant about not playing college football games on Saturday, that would include Cal at Rutgers and the big Washington at Miami game, is Tom Hansen of the Pac-10. He told the other conference commissioners and his staff he does not want college football to make the mistake that the NFL made back in 1963 when they played games. College football that year did not.
Exactly. In fact, Bob just alluded to that earlier with Chris Mortensen. The NFL also does not want to make that same mistake. On a secondary note here, Sunday started national recruiting in college basketball, and you have coaches now from these Division I programs, or all programs, that have traveled across the country. And with those flights, all flights in this country, grounded till at least noon tomorrow, we are talking about coaches that are out of pocket everywhere and just can't get back to their respective schools.
And they also can't communicate because of the cell phone situation, where a lot of coaches cannot communicate back to their families in some instances and to their staffs. College basketball recruiting and a home visit kind of variety began on Sunday, and I talked to a number of college basketball coaches who were stranded around the country, could not get back. The Boston College assistants told me they have taken that flight from Boston to Los Angeles countless times because they do a lot of recruiting in California. Luckily for them, of course, none of them were on it. One assistant, Bill Cohen, is stranded in Houston, could not return to Boston.
Andy, I think it's important to point out here, we as adults look at this tragedy and perhaps deal with it as a different level than college students do. And you have to wonder, so many college athletes come from small towns, and the first time they ever take plane flights is when they get on these programs and play basketball games or football games. In light of what happened with Oklahoma State, and now in light of the tragedies that have happened today, is there going to be a more of an issue dealt with fear of flying with a lot of these athletes who, before they get into college and get into these programs, really don't have that issue to deal with?
I think that will be definitely the case, but remember one thing, these were all commercial flights, and most college football teams travel by charter, so they may not have the same kind of fear in terms of dealing with terrorism that a commercial flight would have to deal with. But that certainly will be an issue for coaches in all sports, some of the non-revenue sports like volleyball and soccer. A lot of those matches were canceled Tuesday and probably will be canceled the rest of this week. Travel will become a major issue, as well as security at these major arenas and football stadiums across the country. And that is one of the main reasons that the Penn State-Virginia game was postponed, because they did not think they could secure Virginia's stadium this soon after a tragedy like this.
So much of what college athletics does is based on travel. So much of what we do here at ESPN is based on travel. Again, just so we're clear on this, the Division I-A conference commissioners have already talked once, and they're talking again tomorrow.
They will talk Wednesday, 1 o'clock Eastern time, teleconference, to determine if there will be any college football Friday or Saturday, or maybe even into next week.
All right, Andy Katz, thanks very much.